What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, 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 yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week. It's Monday. And every Monday, we do something called Metric Mondays. Give you a little bite-sized piece of information, a short little podcast around a metric that you can use to improve your practice right away. And do you know there's a number that shows us how good your team is at capturing opportunities on the phone? It's called the new patient call conversion percentage. And today, I have my amazing co-host on, Miranda Beeson, to share with you and us, what is it? How does it impact the practice? And how do you improve this metric so you don't spend millions on marketing? So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. It's the beginning of another week. It's Monday, the beginning of an amazing week, hopefully for you. And every Monday, we do something called Metric Monday, a short little bite-sized piece of information with a podcast, with a brilliant coach. And her name is Miranda Beeson. And we're going to help you today with a very, very important metric and send you on your way to improve your practice and your life. Miranda, welcome back. Happy Monday.
Hi, happy Monday to you. I'm glad to be back.
I'm glad you're back too, because I get to learn. You guys, what you guys don't know is Miranda runs the show behind. She's our director of education. She's a brilliant speaker. If you haven't had her speak to your study club, you are missing out. She is brilliant. And the secret to life is to surround yourself with brilliant people. So I'm learning just like you today. So Miranda, what are you going to teach all of us today on Metric Monday?
Well, I have a metric today that probably isn't talked about as often as a lot of the other ones are, but it's really important, especially if you're trying to build your practice or you're in a position where you're differentiating your practice and really trying to get the avatar patients into your practice and into your schedule. So today we're going to be talking about new patient call conversion percentage. So this is a metric that really ties directly into your marketing efforts. And we're leaning into some new patient metrics for a few weeks in a row here. So this one in particular is measuring the percentage of the new patient calls that your practice takes that turn into scheduled appointments. So it's tracking how effectively your front office team is turning those inquiries into scheduled visits. Now, there's some caveats within this percentage based on what you're trying to do within your practice. So as we talk about this metric, we'll dig into what those are. But most importantly, we're looking at really ultimately just the effectiveness of those new patient calls and how consistently are we converting the inquiry or that new patient caller, that prospective new patient, into a scheduled appointment.
Yeah, but we get them all, so we don't need to track this. I'm having fun with you guys, so...
Well, and so I'm glad you brought that up, because in some practices, people really are just anyone that calls to schedule a new patient appointment, we're going to take them. And in other practices that maybe have some core competencies or they've differentiated themselves in a way where they're leaning into a particular style or type of practice, there's going to be a lower percentage of call conversion because we're going to actually say no to some of the patients that call that want to be a part of our practice if they're really not a right fit. So we'll lean into a little bit of the details and nuances of some of that.
Yeah.
While we talk about this today.
I love this one. So let's talk about the why. Why is this so important? How does it impact the practice?
So this number is going to reflect both the team's phone skills and their ability to close and or capture those opportunities. So you can spend thousands upon thousands of dollars in marketing, but if when a caller calls, they don't feel welcomed, understood, confident in scheduling, if we don't ask them to schedule, we don't close that call with the request to schedule or that directive, then we're losing potential patients before they even have a chance to walk through the door. A lot of our practices will think that that's when we win the patient over, you know, is when they actually show up. But there's so much to be said about building trust and building relationship from the actual phone call. And a phone call can sound very different from one practice to another. I've listened to a lot of them. And a big key factor is like guiding that caller into the right path or through that conversation in a way that directs them into the schedule when that's appropriate. A strong conversion rate means that your marketing dollars are working for you and that your schedule is filling efficiently. You're growing with patients who are ready to commit. And if you're doing this well, you're growing with the right type of patients that you want in your practice as well. A weak or a low conversion rate is going to mean wasted leads, wasted dollars, you know, higher cost per new patient acquisition, and ultimately slower growth. Now, the caveat here is that you might not be trying to grow rapidly. Like I mentioned, there's some practices that they want every potential new patient they can to walk through the door. Maybe you're a startup general dentist, you're newer out of school, you're like, I just need some patients. Like, I will lean later into getting the right patients, but for right now, I need some butts in the chair. Okay, well, then we want to make sure that that conversion rate is really high and we're going to see a little bit of everybody. But perhaps you're a strongly differentiated practice, a fee-for-service practice. You do primarily comprehensive care and your first visit is, you don't take emergencies, right? You only see comprehensive new patient visits. And if that's where you're at in your practice, then your goal or your benchmark for this percentage might be a little bit different. Because if somebody's calling to just have an emergency tooth pulled, we're not going to schedule that new patient. So when we look at the benchmarks for this, it's kind of tricky to give a general standard benchmark because it's going to be customized to the type of practice that you have. But it's important to dig into the data. So it can be as simple as just keeping a manual tally sheet of, you know, you make a hash mark when someone calls in one column and you make a hash mark in another column if they schedule, and just do the math at the end of each day and at the end of each week or month. And when you're looking at that, like, you may have a moderate percentage, again, due to being selective with who you're inviting into the practice. But it's important. The most important piece of this metric isn't the metric itself. It's more like, what is the like meat behind that metric and really knowing what is happening when people say yes or no. If you're at 50%, why? If you're at 60%, why? If you're at 80%, why? Like, what is it about what's happening with those phone calls where you're at that metric?
Yeah, it's so important. And so when you have somebody that's working in this role, number one is letting them know as an expectation, we're going to be looking at this and my job is to help you improve this. Maybe record some calls. There's a lot of things that you can do, but the more that somebody leans into this and owning this, it's going to have a dramatic impact on your practice. Now, let's just start at the low end of this, or if it's not going well in your practice, Miranda, like let's say somebody's listening to this, you know, we're not good at this. Like, give us some simple tips. Like, how can we improve this metric?
So working with your team to align on your new patient call process and how to build relationships over the phone, how to gain trust and commitment before they walk through the door. On our last metric Monday, if you didn't listen to that, go back and do so. We talked about your team building a new patient process system, like what happens in that experience when the patient is here. But ultimately, the very beginning of that system is this piece in itself, is what is this new patient call process, or what is the new patient call experience really all about in our practice? And making sure that your administrative team members who are going to be on the phone really understand what we're trying to do with that call. And I'm not trying to point fingers or throw anybody directly under the bus, but I've heard a lot of new patient calls. And a lot of times what I hear is just, you know, thank you so much for calling. How can I help you today? And someone will say, are you taking new patients? And they say, yes, we are. Right. And then the silence. Crickets. And they're waiting for the patient to ask the next question, which is always, well, do you take you know, United Concordia or XYZ dental insurance. And so now our whole conversation on this new patient call is solely built around their insurance because the patient doesn't know what else to ask.
Right.
So really aligning with your team on what is the appropriate way to guide patients through these calls. What are the right questions to ask? When we say, yes, we absolutely are, you know, our team following that up with a question back to the patient to get a better idea of what it is that that patient is trying to accomplish. Like, yes, we're absolutely taking new patients. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. What's going to be most important to you in finding a new dental home? What are your expectations for your first visit at your new dental practice? Just learning a little something about if they're the right fit for our practice. And then it's really great to listen to calls. You just mentioned that a minute ago. Listen to those recorded calls if possible. You can coach your team on tone, word choice. You guys can collaborate on it. I have a lot of teams that will listen. They'll pull calls and listen together and then discuss what was good, what we could do a little bit better. It's great if you're not able to hear your counterparts or colleagues on a regular basis to pick up on the little tips and nuances of what they do well. And then we have a self-evaluation form, and that generated from something that I did on my own years ago when I was in private practice, where it's broken up into the greeting, you know, are we really discerning what that patient needs? It's basically a rubric that you can sit and listen and do a self-evaluation of your own calls with new patients to say, am I hitting the mark? And sometimes it's great. You don't realize until you listen to yourself on the phone where you might be excelling or where you might need to develop a little bit further.
If you've ever listened to yourself in recording, number one, you always hate it. And number two, you think, oh my gosh, I could say that better. So I think somebody leaning into that is so important. Number two is, you know, you might have Susie at the front and she gets really good at this. Well, the likelihood of her staying her entire career in your office is very low. So if that position ever transitions, you have about 100 to 300 calls that you could say, these are great training for the new Susie that comes in to take over that role. And then I'll add this, you know, verbal skills are so important. These people that answer phones in a dental practice and are brilliant at it are just not floating around in the universe. A great percentage of the time, you're going to hire somebody that's never done this job before. And so you might be starting at zero. That's okay. And that's why you have to have help doing this. Now, I'm biased because we have a lot of resources back there, but you could certainly create your own resources so that you're constantly reinforcing an environment of learning. Miranda is truly one of the best on verbal skills ever of all time. So like, I wouldn't waste time trying to find somebody to train you to do that. I would ask her to do it. But keep going. Other thoughts?
Well, Kirk, I was going to say to that point, I mean, I started out in hygiene right out of school and I transitioned to admin. These are not like me and the phrases I use and the words that I use are things that I've just picked up my own self through learning videos, webinars, you know, audiobooks, just really seeking to do a little bit better or change that dynamic. And we have to remember too that our team has only, they only know to mimic what they've heard or experienced. Right. And so if they're just mimicking or experience when they've called a dentist or when they've called a medical provider or a veterinary clinic or your cable company or where, you know, all these customer service calls that we might be making, majority of them are not wowing us. And so we really do have to look for opportunities to introduce concepts to our team to help them see that there can be a different way in which this goes. And if you have an opportunity to have someone in your team, you just mentioned, you know, the infamous Susie, or you have a Miranda, or you yourself do a really great job with this type of communication, be the leader and go first. When I was an administrator, I would use my own calls, good or bad. Because, you know, here's how it works, office managers that are listening. The schedule is crazy. Your admin team needed a break because hygienists think that administrative team members can eat and potty whenever they want to. But guess what? They can't either. And so they do occasionally also have to step away and take a break. So you're the office manager. You pop up front. You say, I'll cover for you. You go take your 15 minutes and you answer the phone. And guess what? It's a new patient. And you're just as frazzled because you're in the middle of a million things. And maybe you didn't have the best new patient call. And you can use your call when working with the team. And, you know, we always say like the leader eats last, whatever the, all those phrases. But if you're the leader and you put your vulnerability in front of the team, hey, let's all rally around this call that I just took. I think I could have done this better. I think this was pretty good, but what do you guys think? And you really put yourself out there as the first person to take that step into that kind of vulnerable space. And then in the future, you can start to really work together as a team. I just did this with a team that I coached not too long ago, and I gave tons of kudos to the team member that let us all listen to her call, because how awkward is that to listen to yourself, not only you're like on your own, but with your whole team evaluating it. But the team did fantastic, and they were super supportive of her and really learned a lot from each other about how they felt like the call could have been improved. And I'll just say, you know, dentists listening, if you've ever taught someone to do photography, I use this example all the time. If you're teaching someone to do photography and the picture didn't turn out just right, and you ask them, tell me a little bit about this picture and what you think you could do better, and they say like, well, I think it's pretty great, and you know it's not, you're in trouble. You got a whole different place that you're starting from than if the person can say, well, I see that it's canted a bit. I'm supposed to be focused on the lateral, but I noticed that I'm focused more on the premolar. You know, if they can point out those things that aren't exactly right, now you have somewhere to start from where you know they're going to be more open to learning and growing and developing that skill. And it's no different for the call. If they listen to the call and think it's fantastic, you got a road ahead of you. If they listen to the call and they go, gosh, I sounded like I was sleepy, or I didn't even ask her any questions, well, now we have somewhere to start from and we can really grow and work together towards making it better. And then like the last and like very simple logistical piece is that we do need to make sure that our scheduling system is easy for new patients to get in. We always say we want new patients in the schedule within 2 weeks. I know you like 7 days. I feel like 2 weeks is anywhere in that range of 1 to 2 weeks. We'll keep it in a general range. If it's much more than that, your patient's probably going to keep calling and they're probably going to try to find somewhere else to go unless we've really wowed them. So we have to make sure that our scheduling system allows the team to schedule new patients easily and have the availability that they can get in really soon. We don't want technology or that lack of new patient blocks being held or anything like that to get in the way of a new patient being able to say yes and us being able to have them scheduled and then therefore have a higher conversion percentage rate.
Yeah, so well said. And so what this metric doesn't show is how good the value perception is on the other side of a patient. So think about this. If you have a Susie come in and her new patient call conversion percentage isn't great, maybe it's 25%. She works hard with your help, with all the resources we have in the BPA. She gets it up over 50% and then eventually approaches 75%. I can promise you one thing that's going to happen. Those patients on the other side are going to go, this is going to be expensive. Wow, she is good. You never want somebody to be really good at this and have patients on the other side go, this is going to be cheap. They're going to be coming in with like this. They're going to like you before they even meet you. So
they're looking forward to that visit.
Amen. So the power of having somebody at the front that's good at this, that knows the metric, good at verbal skills, and can create value on the phone, it's tremendous. And it's on us, the leaders, to find, grow, and develop those people. And you might be thinking, this might be hard. Well, we're here to help you every step of the way. Miranda, that was absolutely brilliant. And I can't even say what I want to say. I have like 30 minutes more to add because you're so good, but we got to keep these short. But I will say this. I am so glad you guys are here. We're so grateful you guys are listening. The podcast keeps growing. And if this is hard stuff, our job is to make it easier for you. We've created an entire resource, an entire ecosystem back in here called the Best Practices Association, and where we have all the tools that'll help you every step of the way. And let's say you do get a new Susie. We want to help her succeed instead of just throwing her up there and say, go figure it out. You can actually put her back in the BPA and go, listen, there's a ton of resources back here. Just start somewhere. This Miranda girl, she really knows what she's talking about. Just follow her lead and you'll see they'll feel supported in this whole process. So make sure you join us back in the BPA. There's links down below. And we'd love to have you on this journey. Miranda, that was amazing.
Thanks. This was fun.
Yes.
I hope you invite me back next Monday.
Oh my gosh. Don't even go there. You run the show. I hope I get invited back next Monday. So cool. We'll stick around when we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show. I hope your week is off to a great start. And until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.